Chapter 18. He who keeps himself separate for his private purpose goes against all good sense. A foolish man has no pleasure in good sense, but only to let what is in his heart come to light. When the evildoer comes, a low opinion comes with him, and with the loss of honor comes shame. The words of a man's mouth are like deep waters, the fountain of wisdom is like a flowing stream. To have respect for the person of the evildoer is not good, or to give a wrong decision against the upright. A foolish man's lips are a cause of fighting, and his mouth makes him open to blows. The mouth of a foolish man is his destruction, and his lips are a net for his soul. The words of one who says evil of his neighbor secretly are like sweet food, and go down into the inner parts of the stomach. He who does not give his mind to his work is brother to him who makes destruction. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The upright man running into it is safe. The property of a man of wealth is his strong town, and it is as a high wall in the thoughts of his heart. Before destruction the heart of man is full of pride, and before honor goes a gentle spirit. To give an answer before hearing is a foolish thing and a cause of shame. The spirit of a man will be his support when he is ill, but how may a broken spirit be lifted up? The heart of the man of good sense gets knowledge. The ear of the wise is searching for knowledge. A man's offering makes room for him, letting him come before great men. The man who first puts his cause before the judge seems to be in the right, but then his neighbor comes and puts his cause in its true light. The decision of chance puts an end to argument, parting the strong. A brother wounded is like a strong town, and violent acts are like a locked tower. With the fruit of a man's mouth his stomach will be full, the produce of his lips will be his in full measure. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those to whom it is dear will have its fruit for their food. Whoever gets a wife gets a good thing, and has the approval of the Lord. The poor man makes requests for grace, but the man of wealth gives a rough answer. There are friends who may be a man's destruction, but there is a lover who keeps nearer than a brother.